Parshas Vayeshev, you have here Vayeshev Yaakov Eretz Mugri Ovi Eretz Knan. So Chazal say over here, Ksiv Bizakacho Yatzilcho Kibbutzayach, that when you're being mispalel, or at the time when you're crying out for help, what will save the Klal Yisrael is the putting the gathering together of Klal Yisrael. Parshas in Yeftefillah. The gathering of Yaakov and the gathering of children together saved him from Esav. It's interesting because it doesn't say anything in the Pasuk, any remez really of where they gathered and what they gathered, and I mean what circumstance they gathered. Faket, Esav went his way, he went his way, and that was the end of it. There didn't seem to be a kinus. Adrabah, if anything, it's... It says that when he met Esav, he split into two. He said that Vaya Machna and Sherla Plato, that if he hits one Machna, the other one will remain a Plato. So the Mahalach of Atzol from Esav was a Chur Faket, was where they were split into two Machnas. And here the Pasuk says, Vezakacha Yatzilcho Kibbutzayach Tani Kinusoi Vikinus Bona Vitzimen Esav. Also, the word Kinusoi is strange over here. What does it mean, his gathering in? You need a few people to gather. So Kinus Banav, when you know all the Yud Bei Shvatim got together, that's Kinus Banav. But Kinusoi, what does it mean, Yaakov's being Koines himself? How are you Koines one person? How do you call a meeting of one person? You with yourself, and that's it. The hefech of it is, Veskulam Yisaruach Yikachovel Ze'esav Alufav, that all of them will be blown away by the wind, that is Esav Alufav. That's the opposite of the kibbutz. I don't want to understand it. Pashtus Chazal, the Pashtus Pshat is that in the Vayeshev Yaakov, there's a Mahalach of Kinus. But we have to understand what it means, Sayyid Kinus himself, Sayyid Kinus upon him, and so on. Secondly, the Rashi says over here, to Chazal, that's brought down, the Vach of Vayeshev Yaakov, ha-pishtani hazeh nichnasu gmalov te'unin pishton. Somebody came in with big camels filled with pishton. Pishton ha pachmi tamo ona yikonis called pishton. They can't figure out where it's going to go into. Ha yepikech echot meishiv loy. So one pikech answered him, nitzas echot yoytzi mapuach shalcha. There is one spark will go out of your bellows. Shasoyef es kulay. Kach Yaakov roz kaluf maksiv lemailo. Tamo vom miyoch lichbish es kulam. Maksiv lematel tells Yaakov yoytzi. So Lemaisa, there's a muscle over here of a pishtani, and they couldn't figure out how it's all going to get in, and he says one nitzah is going to go out and destroy it. First of all, there's the Sfarmadaik, why pishtani? Even though in Chazal you have koitzim, Rashi, different Chazal, different Medrashim, but a pishtani. I mean, anything. What's pishtan? Why is pishtan miyuchad of all the other things? Koitzim, we understand the Lashon Chazal of koitzim is because Esav is a pchina of koitzim. Esav is harmful. It bruises. It wounds. So koitz is a good marshal of Esav. Pishton is one of many anything. Tevin, it could have been. What's the marshal of Pishton Dafka? Also, it says that he was scared of the alufe Esav. The Maisa, the real what he was scared of were the numbers. Esav has a big army. Abamayas Ish, we understand that's a big number that you don't want to fight with. But the Alufim are only as good, generals only as good as the amount of soldiers you have. It says that he was scared of the Alufim that said before. And that's why the Smichus is the Aluf. It doesn't say how many people there were. Could be the Alufim also had Abamayas Ish. Just a Kolelo Anoshim or something like that. It also is mashma in the pasuk that the hemshach of Ela told us Yaakov Yosef ben Shvayas Hashanah that Yosef was the most yukne of Aviv. That is kilo de hatzola. By Yeshiv Yaakov Beretz Meguri Aviv, Ela told us Yaakov Yosef, and it says it really. I mean, Rashi says so. Rashi says that the hemshach of the psukim is Ela told us Yaakov Yosef, and Yosef is a pchin of Eish of Lahava, and Yaakov is a pchin of Eish, and Mela one helps the other. So it based it's in the Nekuda where Yaakov is similar to Yosef that you get the Hatzolah from Esav. In the common denominator of Yosef to Yaakov is where you get the Hatzolah. And I'd like to understand that Nekuda. What is that common denominator? of the Dmus of the Zivikunin of Yosef Daimet Yaakov, that we say that in that common denominator you have the Hatzalah. Also, the difference between Yaakov and Yosef, that one is a Pchin of Eish, one is a Pchin of Lahava, that is also the understanding the difference, understanding the tzira for them, how Yaakov, Eilu Tolos Yaakov Yosef, and understanding how it's together. So let's understand a basic mahalach in the world of Enyonim. In other words, we're used to the musig of roiv and ma'at. There can be a lot and there can be little. That is a two types of qualities. There's a lot of something, there's a little of something. But there's another quality which we'll call it in English density, the quality of density, and in Lashon Kodesh we'll call it hispashtus versus rikus. The same amount of quantity can spread itself out, and the same amount of quantity can bring in, it can be compressed, can be concentrated. And both of them have uses. For instance, a person, somebody's coming to eat, and a person has a few apples, a few oranges, and a few pears. So if the person is not a chacham, so he puts down three bags on the table, and there's nothing there. If he's a chacham, he slices everything, puts it out on platters, spreads out the platters, puts in decoration between platter to platter, and the person comes in, and it's very, very nice. The table is set. So his pashtus has a mila. His pashtus has a certain use, and you see it. I mean, everything. Anytime a person is presenting something, he what he does is his pashtus, and the same amount, the same same quantity spreads out, and it impresses. On the other hand, let's say a person is going on a trip far away, and a person needs to take as much food as he can. So the other way around, we dehydrate those apples, those pears, those oranges, whatever it is, and we get it down to, we compress it to as small as a volume as we can, and we get it very dense, and we have it. So density versus dilutedness, and hispashtus versus rikus is one of the qualities, one of the foundation qualities of the Bria. Those are two mahalchim, and they're opposite mahalchim. Each one does have a certain makrim for its mitzias. The pishton, the quality of the quality of hispashtus is that you give each one more and more individual space. If you take all the apples together, make applesauce, it takes up a small bottle. But if you cut up the apple into 10 pieces and spread out each piece someplace else, so each piece gets its own mitzias and it gets its own surroundings and so on. Pishton, the Gemara calls Pishton's bade pishton. Bad is, the Gemara says that each one grows bad. In the teva of pishton is that each store comes out by itself. In other words, pishton is the mahalach of his pashtus. Each store comes out itself. I don't know exactly where the mitzias vis-a-vis other things, but whereas other plants and other things, so for instance, I guess cotton comes very concentrated, focused, pishton comes in individual strands. You have to beat it and bring it together. But the mitzias of pishton is, it is his pashtus. And that's why when somebody walks in, when somebody walks in with a gummel, molly pishton, then the pshat is, it is an extraordinary amount of volume created by his pashtus. The word gummel b'chlal, the gummel in Chazal is a simen for the Yetzer Hara. The Gemara says in Brachas, if somebody says a gomel b'chaloi misa nikasolav, the gomel in the Zoya says that gomel is Esav comes to Abamios gemalim to unin. A gomel has in itself a koyach. A gomel is like a nochash. The, in in the Lashon HaZeya, the Nachash is rise on a Gomel. A Gomel is a Chaya that is Tomei, it's a Beimah Tmeya, and it's Misitra Dera, and it's another, it's the Hechatimtza for Ra to come into the world. The Nachash is the Ra, the Satan, and the Gomel is his mode of, one of his modes of travel. So the Gomel is the animal that carries on itself the Pishtun. So a Pishtani comes in with a Gomel full of Pishtun, and he floods the Medina with the Pishtun. In other words, he conquers by his koyach of Pizur. That is the mahalach of the Olam of Ra, is that with the koyach of Pizur it conquers. We'll explain it soon. What do we mean that Pizur is a koyach Ra be'etzim, that you conquer the world with Pizur? There's a pasuk in Mishlei. It says Taiva Yevakesh Nifrat, that Taiva is sought out by the one who wants to separate himself. An enigmatic pasuk, and different pshatim in different farshim, that somebody wants to be inspired from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, later wants to be inspired from Avram because of Taiva. Somewhere along the line, Taiva is seen as belonging to the Koyach of Pirud in the Bria. Let's explain it. Every Taiva, in a few I find it, every Koyach of Taiva means that the person is shown something else that's tantalizing. The person, the Koyach of Taiva pulls the person out into another direction. A person is here, and someone shows him a picture that it's better over there. The Koyach of Taiva is a Koyach that it tantalizes by showing as many details on as possible. Like the example we gave, if a person wants to put down flour and sugar and oil in front of you, you would look at it and you'd have no appetite. But the Koyach HaTaiva spins it into a cake, and now it looks very appealing. Koyach HaTaiva is a Koyach that paints itself onto a Metzius, and it brings out the Metzius, it brings out the dimion of the Metzius with things that are not there. So when the person sees the cake, the person sees a lot more than there is there. The Koyach of Taiva is always the Koyach HaDimyon. It lies in Koyach HaDimyon, because Koyach HaDimyon is what is not there. What is there is not. If a person wants to buy a car, so if I tell them it's X amount of tons of metal, X amount of pipes, X amount of tubes, and so on and so forth, that's not ma'ir cheshik to buy. If I paint to you what's not there, where you could go with the car, what you could do with it, and how you could show off with it, and so on and so forth, the koyach of dimyon expands the piece of metal. I don't need the cars in front of you. When I'm trying to be mefat to you, when I'm trying to seduce you to buy the car, I add to the car through koyach hadimyon. So the koyach hadimyon, it's not sheker be'etzem dafka. If I promise you that the car can go 100 miles an hour and it can't, that's a sheker. But the koyach hadimyon is the hispashtos of the car. That's what it is. The any time I attract somebody to something, if I'm not saying sheker, what I'm doing is I'm appealing to the koyach hispashtos, whatever it is I'm attracting you. So the koyach of it, just like when a person makes cotton candy out of sugar, it's the pshat, it's by taking it and expanding it as much as possible, by being mafrid things that were together and moving them out, that's how I appeal to you. The same thing in that is the koyach of Taiva, and the koyach of Taiva thrives in Pirut. I take something which is contrary and I spread it out, exactly like the muscle we gave with the table. If a person takes just a bag of apples, it's not very appetizing. If a person cuts it out and spreads it out and so on and so forth, it becomes very appetizing, because Taiva always resides in the koyach of Ispashtus, which is a koyach of Pirut. The the Alufei Esav are called Alufim. You see, the whole Mahalach of Esav went like that. When Yaakov wanted to bring a mincha to appease Esav, he said they should make a revach bein eder l'eder. And Rashi says exactly the words I said. Rashi says it's like a shulchan that you spread out when you want to appease somebody. Somebody comes home and he's hungry, and you want to satisfy him. It's not only a question of how much food there is; it's how the food is presented. And if I spread out a big table with the same pieces of bread and put it out in and spread it out, it's must be at the eye in a certain way. So the Esav was nispata from the mincha that had revach bein eder l'eder, because that was taka the metzias of Esav. The metzias of Esav lay in the olam of ispashtus. The metzias of Esav lay in the world of things that spread out, things that had a lot of fluff in it, because the koyach hadimyon was there, and b'meila he would be inspired with it. The same thing was true, lamashal, in the arba meas ish. Arba meas ish is how many soldiers there are. An aluf means each one is a machne, each one is a separate entity by itself, each one is another army. So to see one army of 400 people is not as impressive, is not as frightening as seeing 10 armies of 40 people each. When each one has an aluf, it's the pshat, it brings out the pirud in each one, and each one becomes a metzias by itself, exactly like Yaakov spread out the machnas, exactly like the mashal of a shulchan that's aruch, and you have different halakim. That is the koyach of Esav. So the koyach of Rav Esav lies in his pashtus, it lies in the pizur, it lies in the fact that all of a sudden you realize it's not one army, it's 10 armies. Maybe there are 40 people in each army, but it's 10 armies. And that was the one that was makeh bepatish, who didn't know how this would all fit in. I want to add a ha'ara to the makeh bepatish, to the pachami. A hammer is something that's extremely effective on things that are concentrated. You take a piece of wood and you bang it with a hammer, you can crack it. You take a nail and bang the hammer, you make a hole in it. The koyach works very well on something that is dense. If you take a hammer on 5 feet deep of cotton, it's worth it. It's nothing. The hammer does nothing to the cotton. It's adab. It's in the teva of the hammer that it's effective only on things that the blow is maximized itself. That the effectiveness of the blow is focused. So you have a lot of matter here. You have wood that's very, it's dense, and you give it a blow, and then it becomes broken. Where you have a lot of pishtun, it's not effective. The metzias of pishtun is it dulls the hammer because of the fluff in it, because it's so full of fiber and air. That's why it dulls it. So that's why he was worried. The Pachami was worried. How is he going to destroy those? Whatever he's going to do, as much as he'll bang it with the hammer, it's still not going to. It's not going to get smaller. It's the same thing. If you bang pishtun, it becomes fluffier. That's the metzias of it. You beat it, so the fibers become more fluffy. They each one becomes separated. Each one gets air, traps air, and you fluff it up by banging it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala that the seed of in the hammer itself is also his pashtus. The very essence of the koyach put into the hammer lies in the spark that's in the hammer. The all of the koyach that you sum up in the hammer lie in the spark. That's ke'ilu, all of the energy packed into one spark. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, in the koyach of Yaakov, which is kinus, and the koyach of Yaakov, which is kol kulei focus, if you take the essence of that out, then it becomes, then it destroys the fluff of Esav. Let's be more specific about what the koyach is. Chazal say that Yaakov Avinu was Leroy Kerem Yamav. Yaakov Avinu's Kedusha was something which was, he was, Yaakov is called Kadosh, and Befrat, in this area, he was called, he was the Kadosh, L'Raker Miyamot. The pshat in that is, the Koyach of Taiva means, the Koyach of the Hoylada in a person is a Koyach that's meant for a very specific tachlis. The Koyach of Taiva schleps it every place else. The mitzias of the inyanim of kedusha are that you have only one tachlis. It's the single-minded tachlis of it. The isha has to be faithful to baila. The baal has to be. Everything has to be kol kule for kedusha. The koyach of taiva distracts because everything pulls it in another direction. The pasuk calls of leisa suru achel v'afchem. So Rashi says like a person was tayor ba'aretz. He wanders. He goes from place to place. The koyach of taiva is to go from place to place to place. The eyes wander from thing to thing. The person, there is no such thing. The koyach of taiva be'etzim never allows a person to focus on one thing. As soon as he focuses on any one thing, it's not a taiva anymore. There is no, in as much as a person is meshuvah to koyach taiva, he never sticks to one taiva. It becomes unappealing. Koyach HaTaiva forces a person always to look for something else. Always to look for something else. Because the metzias of Taiva is, it's the Meshicha of the Olam of Pirut. The Taiva Yevakish Nifrit is, Taiva always looks for something new. It can never satisfy itself on the same thing. So as the more a person about Taiva, and the more he keeps straying, the quicker he needs to go to something else, it should be exciting. So the metzias of the Olam of Pirut, In the koyachas nefesh of a person is in koyach of kedusha lies in this chiluk. Chazal, the Gemara, when the Gemara speaks about a person being able to be moiled, the Gemara Yevamos used the lashon of yoyrek achetz, meaning that it's very focused. It's a very focused act. Anything that if it's pizur, then it's not moiled. The koyach of kedusha in it lies that it's focused on one thing, like a yoina. It says a yoina has a nail only for benzuga. That's the mitzias of a yoina. So too in this koyach of kedusha, the word kedusha means dedicated for something, focused on something. The hefach of it is like a tire, just like a tourist. A tourist never stays in one spot for any length of time. Los Abarets, he keeps his mitzias is to see as much as possible, as quickly as possible. The mitzias of a tayer is hefech, somebody who's focused. He's always going from makom to makom, and he's a nifrat. That is the mitzias of hefech of kedusha. So b'meila, the whole it carries meloshna roy. It's the pshat. It's meloshna mikra. It's something which is not kavua. That is the mitzias of Aroyas in a person. That's the mitzias of Thomas Carey. So Yaakov Avinu, if he had the koyach of the opposite koyach, that's called kinus. It's called kinus in the pshat that it is kuloi, it's kuloi focused. When we said about kinusoi, the word kinusoi means, we asked who is the mechanis, kinusoi v'kinus bonav. The teretz is, The kinus means Yaakov is completely mechunas ba'atzmoy. It's completely compressed. There's no hispashtos Yaakov. It's kol kuloi, and that's why Yaakov was so scared if mitosoy, if there'd be psul b'mitosoy, if there'd be somebody not b'shleimus, because his whole koyach was that everything is struck home. There was nothing that wandered off. If any zera wandered off, then the pshat is it's chisorin in the koyach of kinus of Yaakov. Yaakov's koyach was kinus, and b'meila it was all it expressed itself in the fact that nothing went stray from Yaakov. So the koyach of Yaakov in fighting Esav is a pishtoni. Esav is coming in with a lot, and everything that Esav has is full of his pashtos. Chazal called nefesh rechava by Bilam. He's got a he's got a broad appetite. He's expansive. He's an expansive type of person. He's whatever he sees, he would like to have. And Yaakov Avinu, so Esav was a lufim. Each one was a separate part. It's full because it's all pishtan. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that the koyach that has to come out from Yaakov is the koyach of kinus, and that produces, when you focus everything in one shot, then you have the gets that's yitzi mitachas apatish. Then you're able to have a spark come out of the ham. Let's go to Yosef. Yosef is the ben zekunim of Yaakov, which means he is the whole everything that Yaakov had. It's sort of the completion. Binyamin is seen as being a kilochelik of Yosef, whatever. Yosef's mida was an isayin with kedusha, and which he was oimed on. The metzias of when Yosef spoke. When Yosef tried to push off Eishes Potiphar, he said it in the following words. He said, "The Odin made me a moishel in the whole bias, so everything in the bias belongs to me, except for you." In other words, you are not part of that metzias. You are chutz from what's mine. In other words, the avla is keilu going out of that chum. There's another area we spoke about, the Kedusha, the idea of Kedusha of Yaakov and Leor Kerry. There's another area that's parallel to it. One spoke about it, the similarity to the idea of Kedusha, and with the same mahalach over here. The Rambam says, La'olam you devarav mu'otim v'inyana merubim. That it's part of a person's mahalach. The right mahalach for a person is that he say little with a lot of content. In other words, the things he says should be very compact. The Rambam is not speaking about if you talk too much, you say wrong things and bad things, and averus, and dvarim betalim, or dvarim betalim stamat, you say things that are meaningless and worthless and useless. The Rambam is speaking about dvarim that are good, things that are in yonim shel chachma. Chachma, das, and so on, and yet mitzad the mida of shtika, mitzad the mida of shtika requires that a person say things that are in yonam merubim, and the diburim should be ma'atim. I once heard from Rabbi Moshkir. He said that the Rambam says for omra rav talmid rabbeinu hakadosh that he never was sacha sicha b'teila. So he said rav talmid rabbeinu hakadosh. Because Rabbeinu HaKadosh was Kedusha. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, it says, was called Kadosh because he never put his hand down below his belt. He was the Kedusha in the other day. That was Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Rav was a Talmud of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and B'melin in Dibur he had the same Metzias. There's Yonim HaMukim, not here's the Makafit, but there's a lot of parallel. In Rabbeinu HaKadosh himself, the same Rabbeinu HaKadosh who was so nizer in Kedusha, he was the miyasid of the Mishnah. He was the one who set the Mishnayos. The Mishnayos are built in a way where they are completely compact. On Amayra we say have a lefrushe. An Amayra that doesn't say something, then he didn't mean it. A Mishnah, the whole Malachi Gemara is to bring out what's compact in the Mishnah. Chasurim mechsev, v'hochi katani, or hochi ka'ama, or whatever. The Mishnayos are as concentrated and as focused as possible, because that's the mahalach of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So Rav was a Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and he was somebody that was nizer in this inyan. By Yosef, you see that when Chazal point out two teichachos in the world of Viburim that had the most powerful effect. One was the chamor with Bilam, and there the powerful effect was obviously that the chamor was being mechir Bilam. The other one was Yosef, that he was mechir his brothers. What was the teichacha that Yosef was mechir his brothers? So Chazal say, the etzem statement that I'm Yosef, Hashem Achatem, you see, the etzem statement itself was the Teichacha. And it says, lo yochlu lamoid b'fanav. They couldn't see it. The Teretz is, where's the long drasha? I mean, what kind of drasha could have given here? With all the chazal and said, you know, look at what you did to your father, and look what you were going to do to your brother, and look how much agmas nefesh you're causing, look this, that. He didn't say anything. He said, I am the one. And it says that was the most powerful teichacha because you couldn't, no one could stand umas that teichacha. The Teretz is because just like if something that is tremendously dense hits you, even if it has very small surface area, Chazal, I mean halacha, if metal strikes you, then and a person dies, you consider it seach because metal, there's a kaimalon that even a needle can kill a person. Wood, you need a big one and a heavy one, and you can be done on whether it was kedei lahamis or not. In metal, there's always kedei lahamis because metal is dense, and therefore, once something is dense enough, then the smallest amount has in it clout. So the words of Yosef were words that were kuloi, they were completely compacted. When he said Ani Yosef, he said everything, those words, because that was the mahalach of Yosef. Yosef was the mahalach of everything was konus in it, and b'meila in the olam adibur was the same thing, that all the word, everything that had to be said were put into five words, and everything was said with that, and that's why it was impossible to stand up against it, because if you soften a blow, if a person takes the same blow and he spreads it out over a lot of area, so it doesn't hurt so much. And that's one of the ways in which you deal with a heavy blow, is you spread it over, you take rubber or whatever, you spread it over a lot of area, it doesn't hurt so much. But when you focus it, you compact it on one nekuda, then all the cloud goes into that nekuda. So the mahalach of Yosef was the lahav of the Eish. The lahav is like the b'chinas, the lev, like the Rashi says, it's the essence of the fire. Fire is a type of thing that reduces things to their essence. If you burn something, the gears and the water evaporates, and you get just like when you dry out something, you get the concentrated form of it. When you want to concentrate something, you dry it out. When a fire burns something, you're left with just the essence, with the ashes of it. You know, Nasa Ofer Tachas Kapsha Gleim. One of the Lashonis about Rishayim is after they get burned, they become Ofer Tachas Kapsha Gleim. The Ofer is what's left over there. That is the Koyach of Eish. So the Atzmius of Eish lies in Yosef. So Chazal over here are putting down the battleground, the lines of battle, the drawing the lines of battle between Esav and Yaakov and Yosef. Esav's koyach is the koyach of his pashtus, and b'meila, and the koyach of his pashtus, the koyach of Ra works because it's expansive. It takes things that are in yonim mu'atim pchusim, and it expands them. The koyach of Ra, l'moshel, when a person is scared of something, it doesn't have bitachon, it's because he sees the enormity of the situation. The Chazal say everything Latzonis is us except Latzonis Avodah Zorah, because Avodah Zorah impresses you. It's big. It's imposing. It's solemn. What imposes you is the Dimyon, the Koyach Dimyon, and the Latzonis deflates the Dimyon. The Koyach of Esav in everything. The Koyach of the Koyach that Taiva has, the Koyach that Ra has, the Koyach that Rish has are. Because of their immensity, and the person's overwhelmed by it, it floods the person in everything, whether it's the shetach of kedusha, whether it's the shetach of bitachon, whether it's the shetach of who's right and who's wrong. All of those in yonim, a person is overwhelmed by Esav. The koyach of Ra lies in overwhelming you, and the overwhelming is because of this koyach of his pashtus. It takes something. There's always, the Gemara says, that no sheker stands if there's no garin of emes in it. So there's a garin of emes, but the emes is fluffed up, so it's all emes, but the person doesn't realize that that emes is a blown up emes. It's not emes lamitoi. It's the emes blown up. When a person, when the koyach that lies in Yaakov and more concentrated in Yosef is the koyach of the getz that's yetzim mitach zapatish, that all of the strength of the person comes down in a patish, and all of the koyach of the patish comes out in a spark. And in that spark lies a koyach that trims down eish to the pishton to its true metzias. If a person, everything that a person reduces, a person has a big koyach adimya. The Gemara says a lashon chazal that isha it says is chemus molitzaya pia dam v'hakol rotzin achreah. So Chazal is saying if a person will aimin on what it is be'etzim, and a person, then he would lose the taiva. If a person, the Gemara says by when Chav was created, if you see how something is made, the koyach taiva doesn't have that effect on you. If a person sees a movie prop, how it's put up, and then he sees the movie, doesn't affect him much because he knows it's a piece of fake rubber with a piece of fake this, a piece of fake that. But when he sees the prop without seeing it being propped up, the person is overwhelmed by it. It's big, it's huge, it flashes, it this, it that. On the koyach of dealing with Ra lies in understanding that the koyach lies in taking out the expansiveness of Ra. The koyach lies, and the person develops that koyach when A, the koyach of Emes, Titin Emes LeYaakov, and the klal of Midas of Yaakov is that it's Emes, and when a person learns to be Emes, then he recognizes that the fluff is nothing. I remember I told the story a few times. One of the people who was a tremendous giant in Midas Emes and Lestar was a Chatzka Levenstein. He was Mashkiach of Panovich. He was a tremendous Bal Musa, and he had a very, very sharp insight into Kreichas and Nefesh of a person. It was razor sharp Midas Emes in giving a person to understand how he's fooling himself and how he's dishonest with himself. I was a young bach, and a chav of mine said, "I'll take you in. Don't worry. This person felt very comfortable. He'd learned there for years, so on." So he said, "I'll make up some story to speak to him about, and you'll sit in with me, so you'll get to see him, and so on." So he walked in with me, and he started telling him this and that, and a chaskul put two sharp eyes on him, and he said, "What?" And the what was like, "What are you drinking a cup for?" Like, and the person picked himself and ran out, and I never had to run after him. I didn't know even which way to run out, and I felt mamish, it was like a hot knife cutting through butter. The person had a whole mice, and the mice was 3/4 emes. There was any, but he had a tremendous hagasha for seeing where the person is fooling himself, and where he's just drinking a cup, and when there's a real shaila, and it just cut through it like hot knife. The midah of Yaakov is the midah of emes, and emes means a person learns to live without show, without hype, without pretense. And when a person lives like that for himself, a person doesn't pretend to know what he doesn't, and a person doesn't dress up what he halfway knows, and a person doesn't try to show himself to be what he's not, then a person gains that sense to affect another person. So when the other person comes in with trappings, the person is not impressed by him either. And when the person, and the koyach of kedusha, when a person is koinis himself, then his whole metzias is a metzias of kedusha. So b'meila, taivas loses. If a person learns to be done everything not on how pleasant is it, but what is there to it? What is it? Then the taiva loses its grip on a person, because taiva is built on virtual emes, not on emes. And so on a koyach dibur. When a person's diburim are emes, when they're meant and they're precise and they're to the point, then that koyach dibur has an effect. Teichacha doesn't need fancy rhetoric. Real teichacha runs away from it. Real teichacha needs the emes lamitah. It's the emes mitzad the words, emes mitzad the person who says it. That is an expression of what he means. So in that in that battlefield between Ra and Toiv, between Yaakov, Yosef, and Esav, the understanding is that the Sinai, all of those that Ribui Dvarim of the Satan, of the Yitzhara, of Esav, that tremendous Ribui is not a Ribui of Emes Ribui, it's a Ribui of Nifradim, and it's a Ribui of Mefuzarim. The Ribui comes because of the Revach Ben Eileida, because of the Pizur, because of Nifrat. And the Koyach that is Oymed in it is when a person's kindness, when a person learns to focus his koyaches, to compact his koyaches, to compress his koyaches, because that's emes. Then a gates is yoytzei from his patish, and it makes to nothing all of the koyaches of Esav and of Shabbos.